Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Welcome to the Keynote Club with your host, Bob Hall. Well, it's snowing outside yet again. So come on in, take off your shoes, get up on the bandstand. Have a dance with Pat Valdelar and Baby Rocks Me. Pat Valdelar there, and Baby Rocks Me. That was on Mercury 70201. It was recorded in New Orleans in 1953, so expect it was recorded at Cosimo Matassa's studio, because I don't think there was another one. Anyway, you're listening to the Keynote Club. This is Bob Hall with an hour of blues and rhythm blues, the best and the rarest. Well, talking to the rarest, let's go with Eddie Hope and the Manish Boys. This is on Marlin 804, and it's called A Fall No More. It sounds very much like a Chicago record, but it was recorded by Henry Stone, who did most of his work in Florida. So here's Eddie Hope on harmonica, A Fall No More. Eddie Hope and the Manish Boys, Fall No More. Not the greatest diction in the world, but a terrific rocking song, I think you'll agree. Marlin 804 was the label, and the last time that came up on eBay, it went for $250. Let's move right along and to another fairly uncommon record, I think. This is Max Scatman Bailey. It's on Coral 65065 from 1951, and it's Betty Jane.
She's a real gone chick, she'll drive all you cats insane. She's got eyes like diamonds, teeth shine like chunks of gold. She's got eyes like diamonds, teeth shine like chunks of gold. And every time she smiles, she'll make your blood run cold. She got a head like a devil, shaped like a bear. Chews tobacco, but you ain't nowhere. But I love you, pretty baby. Yes, I love you, pretty baby. Love you, pretty baby. I don't care what you say. Oh, yeah. Oh. Thank you. know that chick anywhere. But some say she's evil, some say that she is mean. Yeah, some say she's evil, some say that she's mean. But she's the finest chick that I have ever seen.
Max Scatman Bailey singing about his Betty Jane. That's uncommon, and this is another uncommon record, and this, although I think a fairly well-known one. A fellow called Buddy Shaw went to Nashville, Tennessee, and made a couple of records for Dixie in 1957. That came out on Star Day. This one is Star Day 45642. It's a very nice little rockabilly number called Don't Sweep That Dirt on Me.
You tell me that I'm low down, mean as I can be. Now listen to me, baby. Don't sweep that dirt on me. You better listen to me, baby. Don't sweep that dirt on me. You better pay attention, baby. I can do some misery. You're always crying and nagging. Well, gal, ain't your son. So you can just stop calling me a low-down dirty bum. You better listen to me, baby. Don't sweep that dirt on me. You better pay attention, baby. I can do some business over you.
Buddy Shaw, Don't Sweep That Dirt on Me on Dixie Records. Slightly unusual 10-bar sequence there. Takes a bit of getting used to. Anyway, nice rocking track. This week's rare record is... I'm going to play you the flip side of a record I played fairly recently. There's only one known copy of this. It's Paramount 12983. It's in the possession of John Teller. But John is one of the good guys, and he always lets his rare records be reissued. And he's certainly had this one reissued on a couple of labels. This is Blind Joe Reynolds, 99 Blues. I wouldn't like to tell you how much this is worth.
I got 99 women, grieving 19 bones. I got 99 women, grieving 19 bones. And if I get them on the board, I'm gonna be 19 girls. I got a big fat mama, be kicking on her bone. I got a big fat mama, to be kicking on her bone. And every time I quiver, every time she quiver, my woman leaves her home. Lord, I'm going away, mama, where you're off my mind. Lord, I'm going away, mama, get the way you're off my mind. Because you keep me waiting for that all this time.
got your money, they will not the jail come to you. What tell me, mama, what's the matter now? What tell me, mama, tell me what's the matter now? All the blues I've got, the blues like 99. Hey, my woman got something called a singer. Hey, mama got something that the men call a singer. It's 4 o'clock every morning, nothing's it loose on me.
'99 Blues, Blind Joe Reynolds. Itinerant street singer, issued on Paramount in the middle of the Depression. They probably didn't press more than a couple of hundred copies. Was thought to have been lost completely. And then a copy turned up about 10 years ago in a flea market. And there we go. We get to hear it again. Well, a million miles from Blind Joe Reynolds is Miles Davis and Charlie Parker. A little bit of cool jazz here. This is their version of All the Things You Are, at least it's got the chords of All the Things You Are, but it's the record is titled Bird of Paradise. It's dial 1032 from 1947. Immaculate recording there. Birds of Paradise, Charlie Parker and Miles Davis, of course. Well, there's something a little bit different now. This isn't really a blues sentiment. It's Polka Dot Slim, who recorded this track, I think around 1965. It's on Instant 3269, and it's called Ain't Broke, Ain't Hungry. Well, that can't be a blues, can it? Ain't Broke, Ain't Hungry, Polka Dot Slim on vocal and harmonica there. Let's keep the tempo up with Jimmy Mr. Blues Williams. This is on Donnell 111. It was from 1961, and it's Big Leg Woman.
Big fat mama can bring
Powerful riffing horn section there. Jimmy, Mr. Blue Williams and Big Leg Woman. The gospel spot this week is occupied by the Selah Jubilee Singers. This was a group that made a few records in the mid-50s. This is on Savoy 4069. It was recorded in New York City, 1955. It's got Nappy Brown as the lead vocalist. Nappy Brown, of course, made lots of blues records too. But this is Nappy Brown in gospel mood, Whosoever Will.
Oh, who?
Oh, yes, my Lord.
Selah Gospel Singers, featuring Nappy Brown there. Whosoever Will. Well, in case you missed your spot on the radio dial and were expecting Woman's Hour and wondering what on earth you're listening to, you're listening to the Keynote Club. This is your host, Bob Hall, and I'm with you for the next half an hour with the best and the rarest in blues and rhythm and blues. We're on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, and also up on the net at www.sheffieldlive.org, where all the Keynote Club programs are podcast, and you're very welcome to download them and listen at your pleasure. I have to leave you for a moment for this important message, but I will be back in a flash.
Hey guys and gals, remember the 1950s? We do, and we plan to make a few bucks because
of it. In this once-in-a-lifetime limited no-money-back offer, you get every single song ever recorded in the 1950s on one giant record. You heard right. Every song ever recorded in the 1950s. You get such great groups as the Five Satins, the Five Royals, the Five Keys, the Four Preps, the Four Lads, the Four Aces, the Four Freshmen, the Four Coins, the Four Knights, the I-Cats, the Cornets, the Bobettes, the Janets, the Marvelettes, the Ronettes, and the Silhouettes. Groups like the Cleftones, the Harptones, the Quintones, the Teentones, and the Timetones, the Crows, the Robins, the Larks, the Swallows, the Flamingos, the Blue Jays, and the Jayhawks. The Apollos, the Imperials, the Cadillacs, the Eldorados, the Temptations, the Vibrations, and the Ovations. Little Richard, Little Anthony, Little Eva, Little Caesar, the Romans, Little Joe and the Thrillers, Larry Williams, Billy Williams, Hank Williams, Maurice Williams, Otis Williams, Danny Williams, Roger Williams, and Andy Williams, Jan and Arnie, Jen and Dean, Dean and Jean, Jean and Joe, Joe and Joanne, Johnny and Joe, Johnny and Ray, Renee and Ray, and Renee and Renee. You get all those artists plus thousands more on one giant record. Send only $1.98 to Moldy Oldies. Every record ever recorded in the 50s, P.O. Box 1950, Cognito, California. That's P.O. Box 1950, that's incognito.
Turntable adapter which will allow you to play this giant record is available for just $19.95. That's $1,995. Void where prohibited, cash or postal money order only. Sorry, no checks. Offer not good in a state of shock or in a state of mind. Residents in a state of panic must add 6% sales tax. But hurry, this offer is limited.
Now there's a tenor player who takes no prisoners. That was Blow Little Willie Blow by Little Walking Willie and the Blues Band 55 on Jaguar 3012. That Jaguar was a New York label. That record was made in 1955. There's some indication that Little Willie came from the Gulf Coast, but at least we do know his real name. He was Willis Hickerman. I thought that was absolutely terrific. As indeed is this next track. This is one of my heroes. Saw him many times. A really great showman. Junior Wells, Prison Bars All Around Me. It's on Profile 4013 from 1960. And it is believed that Earl Hooker is the wonderful guitar player on this track.
Thank you. It's just like a middle of crime, and now you must pay. Keep on waiting, baby. I'll be back on home one day. Ooh, baby, so hard.
Prison bars all around me. Junior Wells on vocal and the highly influential Earl Hooker on guitar. Well, the Cajun spotlight this week falls on Ricky Beerb and the Cajun Ramblers 5. This track is called That's What Makes the Cajun Dance. Ricky's band seems to be a fairly young outfit, judging by the video that's up on YouTube. There's some video of them playing in Randall's Restaurant in Lafayette, Louisiana, sometime in the early 90s, and they look fairly young. Okay, here we go with That's What Makes the Cajun Dance.
J'ai ta prétremblée. Moi, je suis ici, je peux pas comprendre. Quand tu fais le cajun danser, we'll
Ricky Bibb on accordion and the Cajun Ramblers 5, and that's what makes the Cajun dance. Next up, we have Muha, which was the pseudonym for Memphis DJ A.C. Williams. This is his, I think, first effort at making a single. It's called Candy, and it's on Star Maker 50.
Sugar candy, cause she's so doggone sweet. I call my sugar candy, cause she's so doggone sweet. Morning, noon, and midnight, she's my special treat. My candy sweet talks me till I'm about to lose my mind. My candy sweet talks me till I'm about to lose my mind. Man, when she kisses, her lips are sweet as wine. She looks so sweet, she's a sugar beet. My baby's full of fun, she's my only one. She's too much girl, she's sweet as she can be. She's a real fine woman and she belongs to me. Oh, Candy, Candy, why must you be so fine? Candy, Candy, why must she be so fine? The king bees are buzzing round Candy all sweet, she's a sugar beet. My baby's full of fun, she's my only one. She's too much girl, she's sweet as she can be. She's a real fine woman and she belongs to me. Oh, Candy, Candy, why must she be so fine? Candy, Candy, why must she be so fine?
That was Muha, a name concealing the identity of A.C. Williams, and Candy.
Not this record! Not this record! Not this record!
Yes, folks, it's time for the challenging record of the week. Each week I try and play a record that is so bad it's almost good. And I was talking about not the world's greatest vocalists. This is the Mamas and Papas hit, Monday, Monday, sung by a certain Mrs. Miller. And I'm appalled to tell you that this was actually a commercially released record.
Monday, Monday, so good to me.
But when every Monday comes, but when every Monday
That was the truly, truly appalling Mrs. Miller and Monday, Monday. And now this is the truly magnificent Howlin' Wolf and Moaning at Midnight. Howlin' Wolf and Moaning at Midnight. That was his first recording of that tune. It was recorded in West Memphis, Arkansas for the Bihari Brothers label RPM. It was RPM 333, recorded in 1951. Wasn't helped by the fact that when the record came out, it was labelled Mourning at Midnight instead of Moaning at Midnight, but still one of the great classic post-war blues records. Let's have a little doo-wop.
You see, I've got something strong and tan. I'm the last of the good rockin' man. If you're tired of the thing you've got, try my lovin', it's red hot. I've got something strong and tan. I'm the last of the good rockin' man. There's one long foot for rockin' in the morning.
Baby, please don't cry.
There's one more foot for rocking in the evening.
Then you'll shout,
my, my, I'm a good rocking man, that's me. A real good rocking, can't you see? I've got something strong and tan. I'm the last of the good rocking man. Of the good rockin' man, rockin',
good rockin' man,
rockin' man.
I've got something strong and tan. I'm the last of the good rockin' man. There's one long foot for rockin' in the morning, but baby, please don't cry. There's one more foot for rockin' in the evening, and then you'll shout, my, my, I'm a good rockin' man. That's me, real good rockin'. Can't you see? I've got something strong and tan. I'm the last of the good rockin' man. Rockin', good rockin' man. Rockin', good rockin' man. I've got something strong and tan. I'm the last of the good rockin' man.
Last of the good rockin' men. That was the Four Jacks. Vocal group made half dozen singles for Federal in the early 50s, and that was Federal 12087. Well, here's somebody else who's a little bit better known. This is Jimmy McCracklin, again on the Modern label. This actually comes from a Crown LP. Crown was a Modern subsidiary, and it was called, the LP was called Twist with Jimmy McCracklin, and it had even had instructions as to how to do the twist. However, none of the tunes could you twist to, I don't think. It was just a marketing gimmick, and this track, Rockin' and Rollin' Twist, doesn't even contain the word twist, I don't think. Anyway, here it is, Jimmy McCracklin, Rockin' and Rollin' Twist. Reelin' and Rockin' Twist, Jimmy McCracklin. Well, it's almost time to close up the vaults for another week. You've been listening to the Keynote Club with your host, Bob Hall. This is on Sheffield Live at 93.2 FM and on the net at sheffieldlive.org, where all the Keynote Club programs are podcast, and you're very welcome to download them for your listening pleasure. Okay, see you soon, and I'll leave you with Smokey Joe Bow on Phonovox. He was from Helena, Arkansas, and it's Start All Over Again.
Oh yeah, baby, at last I done caught you messing around. So just to show you that I ain't feeling no pain, I'm gonna find me somebody else and start all over again.
You did me wrong, but that's all over. I would cry and I'm in clover. Brand new book and a brand new cover. Gonna start all over again. Gonna find me someone who will love me, who won't think she's far above me. You can push, but just don't jump me. Gonna start all over again.
Well, now every time we had a fight, you said that I was wrong.
Just don't jump me, gonna start all over again.
Well, now every time we had a fight, you said that I was wrong. But I found out the trouble is I hung around too long.
Welcome back, my things, and I'll be leaving. Sorry if I leave you grieving. You'll find someone else and you can start all over again.
It's over, we may never meet again.
It's over, passing strangers once were friends.
I don't need you to tell me I'm wasting my time.
Well,